Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babacki in, talking about the weather. Martin, it's great to have your company again today.
Good morning, Shen. Thanks for talking, because it's an important subject. As we talk about it for the farmers, for the community, what's happening. I'm doing a lot of research on this one. I'm finding some very disturbing results about what's going on. Imagine our drought is lowest since 1900. I mean, this is something which we have to look at. It's very serious. I'm going to monitor it. We're going to keep talking about it every fortnight whenever we start talking about the weather. What I'm going to look at this one now, we're looking at August rainfall. I'd just like to analyze the August, how the rainfall is developing in our region, how the drought is affecting us. August rainfall was below average for a large part of Eastern Australia. Rainfall deficiency has increased in part of New South Wales and inland Queensland. At 5 months time scale, for most of New South Wales and southwestern Queensland and eastern Victoria, for 8 to 17 months, rain has decreased. This is one of my biggest concerns is low-level soil moisture, because I always include this into my forecast for farmers, because I very much believe what soil moisture is and how agriculture succeeds. Low-level soil moisture was below average for August through all northern and eastern part of Australia. So these are the things which are concerned, farmers are concerned at this stage. And looking at El Nino Southern Oscillation Index, what's happening to our weather pattern? The El Nino Southern Oscillation Index, ENSO, is neutral. But models outlook and current observation indicate that tropical Pacific Ocean is warming to El Nino level in spring. El Nino watch means that there's a approximately 50% chance of El Nino developing. Now we are El Nino equal, but we are on El Nino watch. It means 50% chance of El Nino developing in 2018, which is twice the normal likelihood of this weather forecast for this time of the year. History shows that when El Nino outlook reaches El Nino watch, it has developed half of the through those years. El Nino watch has not guaranteed El Nino until it occurs, but now it's taking. Looking at other models, all the predictions are it's going to occur very soon. The ENSO is just one of the several climate drivers that can influence Australia's rainfall and temperature patterns. This is what's happening. Now, Indian Ocean is becoming a very important element. To us, very, very important. Indian Ocean is neutral, but it's heading towards international climate models suggest that positive Indian Ocean events taking place. Now, a positive Indian Ocean increases strengthens the El Nino and causes drought, and drought becomes more intense. Not only actually drought, more intense drought. And that's again, combined with the conditions right now. So this doesn't look very good.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis, and we do appreciate it. And of course, if people would like more information, then go to the website, go to bucketsradio.com.au. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Meteorologist Martin Babakian.